I had a choice to make, and I could decide that I wanted that moment to define me and to make the rest of my life terrible and sad, or I could look at it and be like, God, why did you allow this to happen in my life? Like, what can I learn from this? How can I overcome this in a positive way that shows your love and light into the world? If it's an energy taker, try and add something into that energy taker that is an energy giver. Change the environment of the energy taker. Hello, hello, and welcome to the Healthy Be Human podcast. My name is Callie. I'm your podcast host, and I'm so excited to have you here today listening. Wherever you are in the world, welcome, my gorgeous queen. Today's episode is about all things navigating burnout, especially during busy seasons. I know this time of the year can feel just so overwhelming, and I've been really struggling a lot lately with just feeling really, really burnt out and feeling like my cup is operating at zero. So we're going to get into some things that I'm applying to my life that have helped me a lot and that are continuing to help me, and I think they'll help you as well. If you're new to the show, a little bit of just background on the podcast. This podcast is about all things balanced wellness, all things faith from a faith-based perspective. And I just want this place to be a really positive, uplifting podcast where I'm sharing with you my real honest life and how I'm navigating my 20s in hopes that I can help you as well, because we're all doing this thing together. So my goal is for you to feel like you're FaceTiming your bestie, and let's get into this thing. Before we do, if you hear any strange noises, Mermaid, my sheepadoodle, she's just turned one. I got her spayed today, and now she's laying on the floor in her little cone. I feel so bad, you guys. Oh my gosh. Ugh. It just seems so painful, and I don't know what to do. So that's currently happening. I'm just trying to kind of pet her and keep her company and help her not feel terrible. But on a lighter note, we always start off the show with a little self-check-in. This is a time to just ground yourself, even in the midst of if you're having a busy day. This is a time to just help you see how you're feeling and doing and simply just check in with yourself. So wherever you are, I want you to take a nice deep inhale through your nose, fill up your lungs with all the goodness, all the love into your beautiful, amazing body. And then go ahead and take an exhale through your mouth, just sighing out any tension, any limiting beliefs, any stress, release it with your breath. All right, let's take one more breath. I feel like it's one of those days. Take a nice inhale again. Let's breathe in for two, three, four. Hold it for two, three, four. And exhale, two, three, four. Hold it, two, three, and four. All right, now ask yourself, how am I feeling today on a scale of 1 to 10? 10 being I feel incredible, 1 being we're not doing too hot. But as you answer, never judging yourself for feeling a certain way. All right, now I want you to ask yourself, why do I feel like this? What made this number on the scale be this number? And now ask yourself, what is something I can do to help myself feel a little bit better? Well, it could be one thing, listening to the podcast, going on a walk, hanging out with a friend, do what you gotta do. And now I want you to ask yourself, have I hydrated my hot bod in the past 30 minutes? You know the drill. If you listen to the show, grab your water no matter what. We're going to hydrate in 3, 2, cheers, my gorgeous queen. All right. Now I want you to ask yourself, have I stood up in the past 60 minutes? If you haven't, stand up, shake out the legs, shake out the arms, get the blood flowing, and sit back down. All right, next question. I want you to ask yourself, what is something in my life right now that is simply not serving me or making me feel like a better version of myself? Think of this like an energy taker. Maybe write it down, take a moment, pause the podcast, journal about it, and resume. And now I want you to ask yourself, what is something in my life that is an energy giver? Something that makes you feel more energized, something that brings you happiness, brings you joy. Write it down. And my final question for you, and maybe grab a piece of paper for this one. What does your dream life look like? And more importantly, how do you feel in your dream life? Taking some time to just envision what that looks like for you. I asked myself this question over dinner tonight as I was sitting at my table by myself eating my chicken noodle soup after having a very just discouraging day. I was like, what does my dream life really look like? And my answer was freedom. Having a team that was incredible and could help me with the day-to-day tasks. That was my answer. All right. Now, let's move on into life updates before we get into our topic today about all things burnout. Life updates, you guys. I just went to a weekend camp for a ministry that I serve on called Young Life. If you're familiar with it, if you're not familiar with it, it's a Christian outreach program for high school students. They also have it for middle school and college, but I specifically work with high school students. And we went to a town, I honestly cannot pronounce the name. It was about an hour-ish north of Orlando. I don't know, but we took a bus there and it was so much fun. I loved it, especially because it was so cool. If you listened to the show before, I did this in the summer. I did a week-long summer camp and I was really nervous about it because I don't really like camp that much. But I had such an incredible time serving and really connecting with a lot of the girls. And a lot of those same girls were in my cabin this time. Some of them listened to the podcast. So shout out, you guys, if you're listening. I love you. And it was just so much fun. It was a quick trip. I just love it. I feel like God always works in such cool ways. And yeah, but I will say today I've been feeling really depleted. Like, I don't know. I don't want to make this negative, but I cried a lot today. And I like to keep things real on the podcast. If you're new to listening, I like to be very real. It has been honestly pretty tough the past week or so. Basically what happened, and I haven't really shared this with anyone, is the Lord called John away from working with me on my business. And if you didn't know, we've been working together for over a year. He started helping me out over a year ago. And he basically was running all the behind the scenes stuff. He was doing a lot of the operations side of the business. And I definitely took him for granted when he was working on the business with me. I didn't realize how much he was doing. And basically what happened is God called him to something different, to a different purpose. And I knew deep down that it wasn't his purpose and calling in life to work on a Pilates studio that's targeted mainly towards women. But he did an incredible job and basically has moved out of the studio space about a week ago. He's helped me a little bit, but I've pretty much been doing everything by myself. I have a video editor and I have someone who helps me with customer service, praise the Lord. But I will say it's been a lot. And I don't want to pity party myself, because the fact that I even get to have a business is incredible. And I'm so thankful. I'm thankful for every single person who's part of this journey and part of my community. Like, you guys are the best. But I will say, like, if you're an entrepreneur listening, you know, it just can be a lot. It's not a walk in the park at all times. There are highs, there are some big lows, and there are big highs. It is like you're hiking a mountain range, you guys. If you have never been an entrepreneur, but you want to be, that is something that I would tell anyone. It is not always a linear path. In fact, I don't know a single entrepreneur that has a linear path. I know the Lord is going to give me help. He has straight up told me in Isaiah 41. He showed me that verse. I think something positive I can say, this is super random, but I found a really massive toucan stuffed animal at the grocery store the other day, and it literally made me so happy. And this is just right when I'd gotten home from the honeymoon to Costa Rica, and I was like, oh my gosh, like, I'm in full toucan wild animal mode. And I bought the stuffed animal and it's sitting in my room. If you didn't know this about me, I love stuffed animals. In fact, I used to have a bit of an obsession with them as a child, and I had too many of them. I would have to go through boxes to get rid of them. It was crazy. Anyway, that's a whole story for another time. But that is the update, and I hope your day is going a little better than mine. Wait, I have one more positive. I don't want to be negative Nancy on this podcast because I'm not a victim. I'm a victor, and that's something I'm speaking over myself. And I challenge you to as well if you're like in a weird phase of life. Me and Axel today, Axel's my other sheepadoodle, went on an hour and a half walk. It was a very spontaneous walk. I kind of let the Holy Spirit just lead me. I was like, where do you want me to go? Take me there. We ended up by the water and it was so fun. The waves were like smashing against the seawall, getting us covered in salt water. And it was amazing. Axel was thriving. He was like so happy. He loves the water. And we explored the downtown of the town I live in and it was so much fun. So yeah, that was a bit of like what we did today, me and Axel. But I think it's something that has helped me a lot even in, we'll move into the topic. I think the first point that I want to say when it comes to seasons of burnout or seasons where you just feel like stressed and negative and not amazing is gratitude. I know, cliche. We all hear that gratitude is the best attitude, but let me tell you, it changes the environment. You may have heard me talk about this before, but something I've been prioritizing in 2024 is taking small actions each day to improve at least 1% in my physical, mental, and spiritual health. One of those daily healthy habits I've been loving is taking care of my gut with Seed's DS01 Daily Symbiotic. I first started taking Seed way back in 2019 when I was having all sorts of painful gastrointestinal issues and was getting no answers from my doctor. During this time, I dove into the world of holistic health and learned how important a healthy gut microbiome is for the rest of the body to thrive and feel amazing. So I started consistently taking a daily probiotic for the first time ever and experienced significant ease in my bloating. My digestion became healthy and regular, and I noticed an increase in my energy levels and mood. One of the many things I love about Seed is how easy it is to fit Seed into my daily routine. No refrigeration is needed, and the free travel vial from the welcome kit allows you to take DS01 on the go, which we love, especially with summer travels right around the corner. As you know, I'm currently pregnant and I'm super cautious about what different things I'm putting into my body, so I definitely feel reassured taking DS01 over other probiotics because of their rigorous scientific testing and 24 clinically and scientifically studied strains. Trust your gut with Seed's DS01 Daily Symbiotic. Go to seed.com/Cali and use code 25Cali to get 25% off your first month. That's 25% off your first month of Seed's DS01 Daily Symbiotic at seed.com/Cali, code 25Cali.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We have two ways we can look at life. We can look at life as I'm a victim, woe is me, life sucks. Or we can look at life as I'm a victor, I'm winning this thing, and life is not happening to me. I am following God's purpose for my life, and I'm winning. That is the mindset that I think every single person would benefit from living in. And I know, you're like, Cali, you straight up just told me and had a bit of a dump on me that you have had just like this awful past week of just struggling, and now you're gonna tell me that to sit here and be like you have to be a victor. Listen, we're humans, hence the name of my podcast, Healthy Be Human. And I have been continually working at this for the past few months, and it is not like an overnight fix. I think it can be, but if your thought pattern for years has been the victim mentality, it takes time to break it back down, to reset the mindset to being a victor. How do we do that? I think the first thing is to look at the current situation that you're in, if it's a negative, and you feel negative about it. Let's just pinpoint a negative emotion in your life right now. And I want you to look at that situation. And I know some situations genuinely suck, and that's, can't change it. But what I will say is you can look at any situation in life, and I promise you there is some sort of positive. Even if it's like the worst situation to ever exist, I guarantee there's something in that situation that's going to come out of it that is light, that is not terrible. So whatever situation you're in, I challenge you to find one thing about it that is a positive. And if you have to dig and dig and dig and dig and dig, do it. I mean, when I lost my baby about a little over a month ago, no, 2 months ago, I felt like it was like such negative emotions, obviously. It was a loss. It was grieving the loss of my child. If you're listening, I had a miscarriage. I had a choice to make, and I could decide that I wanted that moment to define me and to make the rest of my life terrible and sad and just always live in the pain. Or I could look at it and be like, God, why did you allow this to happen in my life? Like, what can I learn from this? How can I overcome this in a positive way that shows your love and light into the world? And he definitely revealed things to me, and it brought me closer to him. It brought me closer to John and to a lot of my friends and family. And honestly, those are like such wins for me. Even in the midst of such a tragedy, such pain, like there was still something good that came out of it. So that's an example. And I think literally the victim mentality is like such a solution. Getting out of the victim mentality is such a solution for any bad problem. I think a lot of times the negative emotions really come from that. I mean, I'm even just thinking about myself like 30 minutes ago when I was having my mental breakdown of sadness. I was in the victim mentality. I was like, oh, like, woe is me. I work by myself. Like, no one's here to help me. I have so much work to do. All those things. It sounds like the victim mentality to me. So there we go. I just worked through it for myself. Moving on to point number two is breaks are key. Oh my gosh. If I could go back today and do one thing differently, it would have been to take a break. I get in this weird, like, toxic flow state sometimes where I know I'm drained. I know I have no more to give. And yet I'm so addicted to what I'm working on. I can't seem to stop. And as a result, it leaves me so depleted. I don't know if you've ever gone that way, but if you have, something that has helped me before that I did not use today until the very end of the day was a timer method. Setting a timer for an amount of time that you're going to work in the deep flow state. And then after the timer goes off, you have to get up, you have to stand up, shake out the legs, go and take a quick 5 minute break, and then resume. This is such a great way to allow yourself to give your body breaks, to give your mind breaks, so that you don't end up in that state where you're just like so tired and just so run down and drained. Because that's what happened to me tonight. And honestly, it was so toxic, you guys. And I found that I just subconsciously clicked on social media and started scrolling because I was so brain mushy. And that does not happen to me when I take breaks. It's very interesting. Little trend I noticed. It's almost like a bit of self-sabotage there. Knowing that I need breaks, knowing that my body needs to take some rest, but not giving it to myself. I think I need to go journal about that later. That leads me into the next point is journaling is also really key. I think a lot of times burnout can be caused by an accumulation of things. I mean, that's a pretty much a given. And a lot of times it's important to figure out what was the seed that was planted that started it all. What initially began burnout for you or this pile of overwhelm that you're experiencing? And journaling through it. One, it's really important to forgive yourself. I think a lot of times we carry unforgiveness towards ourselves that can honestly cause our relationship with ourselves to be strained and maybe cause some of that, what was the word I just used? Oh my gosh, I just blanked on the word I used like 2 seconds ago. Self-sabotage. I think it can lead to some self-sabotage when we don't forgive ourselves because we're not treating ourselves with love. And then secondly, too, I mean, journaling about where it all started, it'll help you prevent a pattern in the future. Awareness is so key when it comes to changing a habit. If you have a bad habit and you don't know it, how are you going to change that bad habit? So identifying what first started it, and then I want you to make a prevention plan for the future. Maybe your seed that was planted was that you did not take a rest day during the week. This is another point I'm going to quickly make is Sabbath. Taking a Sabbath has really changed the game for me. As an entrepreneur, my job doesn't stop. It is always continuing since what I do is through social media and it's just an online e-commerce business. So anyways, I could technically work 24/7 if I wanted to. which would be very unhealthy. But taking a Sabbath, I take Sundays off. I don't work at all. I try my best just to not go on my phone and just to be present. I didn't take a Sabbath yesterday because I was at the camp. And honestly, that could be why I'm feeling how I feel right now. It really makes a huge difference in my life. And that is something that I will say, like, if you're not taking a rest day, that could be the seed that's leading to this burnout feeling. That is another little pointer for you. Okay, so we've had a lot of things on like preventing burnout, working through mentally how to get through burnout. But I want to just talk about a couple of things you can do if you are just like in this crazy state of burnout right now. And the first thing is I want you to think about something that just truly helps you fill your cup. What is that thing? Maybe it's a little self-care routine. For me, a lot of the times it's doing a workout or going on a walk. Or honestly, spending time with the Lord, just reading scripture helps me a lot as well. So I think about that, what really helps fill your cup. And this morning, I also prayed this prayer for supernatural energy from the Holy Spirit. I'm going to keep praying that prayer because the Holy Spirit can fill us back up very quickly. So I'm just going to declare over you listening that the Holy Spirit is going to fill you up with supernatural energy right now in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. My next tip for getting out of burnout is to figure out what your energy givers and energy takers are. This is something that I'm very excited to do, is make a list of the areas of my life where I feel like I get energy from them. Maybe it's, for me, it's like designing things, being creative, where energy takers are figuring out technical difficulties like today. Then what you can do, let's just use an example. If you have a business and you're a business owner, take the list of energy takers, and I want you to try your best to find a way to outsource those things. So if your energy taker is customer service, that was something that really drained me a lot, was customer service. I hired someone as a freelancer to do customer service for me. And honestly, it has completely transformed that area of my business. I 10 out of 10 recommend it. And I know some people aren't business owners and this can look differently because if you're a college student, no one really can do your homework for you. But what I can say is if it's an energy taker, try and add something into that energy taker that is an energy giver. Change the environment of the energy taker. If your energy taker is doing math homework, but an energy giver for you is being outside, take your math homework and do it outside. That's an example. So anyways, those are just some tips and tricks I have for navigating burnout. I think above so many of those things, it is so important to make sure you're getting enough sleep, eating quality food, and drinking water. The essentials to sustain our human life. A lot of times when I get busy, I find that I actually abuse some of those things. I don't sleep enough, I don't eat enough quality food, and I don't drink enough water. Typically, I find myself drinking coffee over water, and that can be really detrimental on my body's overall health and well-being, which can lead to feeling not my best mentally. So I challenge you today to do something that's going to help fill your cup, whether that's simply drinking water every 30 minutes or going and just sitting in prayer, talking to the Lord, praying for supernatural energy from the Holy Spirit. Whatever it is, I challenge you to do one thing today that's going to help you feel your best inside and out and to stop living in that victim mentality of burnout, because you are not burnt out. You don't have to stay that way. You can overcome it. You're an overcomer and you are not a victim. So that is my little spiel for you and also to myself. That podcast episode was fully preaching to myself too. I hope it gave you some inspiration, some motivation. Tag me in your stories and tag me doing one of those things that fills your cup. I want to see what that is for you. My Instagram is healthybuthumanpod. I love seeing you guys listening to the podcast also. It makes my day and I love it so much. Also, before you go, we have Healthy Be Human merch. It's out now. I will link it in the show notes. It is our You Are Loved hoodie. It is back, baby. And definitely grab your hands on it before they sell out. And last but not least, we have a podcast group chat. So go ahead and you can join that. It's in the link below. Connect with other people around the world who love Jesus and who also want to be the best healthy version of themselves. So definitely go check that out. Thanks for listening. I hope you have the best day. And most importantly, continue to just Do things that fill your cup, love others well, and stay healthy, be human. All right, I'll see you next time. Bye, my gorgeous queen.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.